they believe is a combination of technology and changing in the way the public searches for information. It's all coming together. Now, Dave McClure is the Associate Administrator in GSA's Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies, and he spoke at the aforementioned Management of Change Conference today in Hot Springs, Virginia, and describes how the search function will work based on the Bing search engine for Microsoft.
We also have put some services around it that's absolutely fantastic. So you get the results that would be normal from a Bing indexed to the government websites and the knowledge of the government websites. You get a hand-edited spotlight where we have people who are actually pulling together information from the sites and putting it up in a spotlight display on the result. We have government-related topics. We find when people search on that term, here are the other searches they also do. We're going to show you those automatically on your initial search. And we're also going to pop up for you frequently asked questions. So we have a treasure trove of answers to frequently asked questions on a lot of our public websites run by GSA. Those are automatically accessible. So in that result for that search, you have all of that assembled for you.
So the search functions use algorithms and indices based on federal websites. So they're really looking, reaching out to what the existing websites and pulling all that information in one spot. And that's why they say it's going to be much better this time than in previous attempts. The technology, the way people search, and in fact, you said McClure says it provides results in 1 second or faster. Now, GSA developed this site on their own. They didn't go out to a new contractor. He didn't know the exact cost, however, but there's something that he said he'd track down for me. McClure said that GSA did pay for this out of their own pockets, if you will, not out of the eGov fund, for instance, or other funding. They took it out of the internal GSA because they feel like it's part of their goal, part of their mission.
How is this going to be any different, though, than if I just go to Google or Bing or Yahoo or any of the other ones and just type in what I want to know? What can I find there that I wouldn't find on one of the general interest search engines?
I think there's a couple things that McClure points to. First of all, he makes the comment, this new search function for USA.gov will beat the other commercial sites hands down for government information. So I said, okay, well, I asked him that same question you came up with, and I caught up with McClure after his speech to find out why GSA went down this path of fixing search once again.
This is the first redesign of really the search, and the reason why I'm putting a lot of effort into search is I think that is the redesign of most portal sites. I don't think people are going to websites and cruising around trying to find things. They're going right to the search box, and they're hoping either through a structured query, they can get in one click where they want to go. So we've designed the search engine to really function that way. So if you look at the new USA.gov, it is very lean and mean. It is not a bunch of underlined links. It is relying a lot on people going to the search box, and then we'll take them where they need to go.
Obviously, technology changes, but why would this time be different than previous attempts to fix the search function?
Well, the search technology is far more advanced than it was a few years ago, number one. Number two, we know where the government website and databases are, so we can index directly to them with the help of the agency. So the quality and performance of the searches are enormously different from what you've seen in the past.
So I did a little bit of research while I was working on the story and looked back over the history of FirstGov.gov, then came USA.gov. They started with a search engine, Ink2Me, in 2000. They upgraded in 2005 to Vivissimo. They went to 2002. I skipped one. They did Fast Search and Transfer. So this is now the literally fourth search engine. And again, it's not used very much. People complain about it. So they're saying this is it. We got it this time. Now, the good thing about this is the search engine is free for other agencies to use. And the goal, as McClure says, is to reduce congestion when searching. So not just with government sites, but really all sites in general, you always get that congestion of way too much hay, but not enough needles.
Now, when Dave and Mary Davey were here not too long ago, and then Martha Doris just within the last couple of weeks, they both talked a lot about we're focusing on innovation, we're all about innovation, and so on and so on and so on. How does this fit with that effort? Because this sounds like we're using Bing technology to do this search engine, and that's pretty much it.
Well, they're using Bing technology, absolutely, but then they're actually using some of those other algorithms. So what they're basically taking is commercial technology and adding to it.
Hmm.
Now, you're right. He did spend most of his speech about innovation. The USA.gov search part was really just a piece of that bigger speech. Now, the idea is to integrate innovation with agency performance, and that's when he says you get breakthrough citizen services. McClure believes USA.gov is an example of such a breakthrough, because basically by improving search, you're giving citizens what they need, hence improving GSA's performance because it's meeting needs in a different way. Now, this idea of innovation obviously is not new. The White House is pushing it as part of their agenda to figure out how to basically address long-standing problems and through new ways. So we've seen this through, for instance, challenge.gov portal. We've seen this through the SAVE Awards. McClure says about 7 agencies are tying innovation to performance.
All right.
It's the link between performance management agenda that's focused not only on defining new goals and metrics, but producing better service delivery and better outcomes, speed, time, cost, quality types of improvements. And if we do it that way, the innovation will have immediate impact. And that's what people look for, is show me the value case for what this is going to produce.
So McClure says NASA, EPA, DHS, HUD, education are all leading the way, heading down the road to marry performance and innovation.
Where do we expect to see this go? Do we have any sense of at what point we will be able to say this search engine did do it this time?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I said one thing I said to Dave, having covered this for a better part of a decade now, it feels like. I said, really, you're doing this again? And he said, well, you got to understand. I mean, search is the future. That's what people want. Nobody goes to sites and scrolls down. They go right into the search box and search. I said, I understand that, but why don't you just bring on the Google, the Bing, the Yahoo, and make your life a lot easier. And I think one of the things he wants to do is really get the message out and really say, listen, give it a try. It really will make a difference. You will get better results using the new USA.gov search versus the commercial sites. And, you know, he was very adamant at this conference, and I think he's going to do a rollout per se, but he will be, it's something that they will hit upon time and again. And I think it's just going to be a matter of you and me and everybody else using it and liking it and going back. And now obviously if we use it and don't like it, we're not going to go back. And I think that's been their problem throughout the years, is people have used it and said, you know what, I'm not finding what I need. I find better from the commercial technology that's out there.
All right. I'm going to try it out for a while during the commercial break, and you and I can talk about it when you get back from Management of Change and see exactly what we find.
Excellent.
All right. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller. More from MOC on federalnewsradio.com and on the Federal Drive tomorrow, right?
Absolutely. I think Amy is still down here, so with Tom Temin.
All right. Terrific. Executive Editor Jason Miller at Management of Change in Hot Springs on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. It is 5:15 on In Depth with Francis Rose coming up on